We need a message of hope. We need to hear a message of hope that despite the burdens and labors and sorrows and sufferings of this life, there is something better waiting for us. We need this message of hope that one day it will be better. That if we persevere in this life, we persevere and keep going and going, things will get better. Now, we don't know when, but we have this message of hope. Actually, we do know when. We do know when this hope will come. Our Lord in our gospel today promises us that we will find rest. He gives us that hope that if we persevere, one day we will rest. We will find that rest that we so desire. This hope is echoed by St. Paul in our second reading, who says, "If the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit that dwells in you." There's this promise that just as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of heaven, we too will be raised from the dead to that same glory. We will enter into that kingdom of heaven. This is where our hope comes. That despite the pains and sufferings and sorrows and labors and burdens and difficulties of this life, there is a better life that awaits us. It's a hope that will lead us to rejoice heartily, to shout for joy, as the first reading says. This promise of hope is a promise of peace in heaven. Now, this promise, however, is not a free ticket. It's not an easy thing to get. This promise doesn't come without some burdens. We look at the gospel today, and our Lord tells us, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." Our Lord is using language of work, that if we are to follow him, there will be work involved. You know, we're familiar with the idea of carrying a burden. We've all done it, whether physically carrying burdens or spiritually and emotionally carrying burdens in our lives. This idea of a yoke, something used for livestock, for helping pull the plows and pull wagons and so on. You know, this idea of an object of work, that we are to take up this object of work and follow our Lord. He's telling us that if we are to follow him, it must be an active faith. Our spiritual life must be actively sought. We can't just put our spiritual life on cruise control. We must constantly seek to draw closer to our Lord, constantly seek to grow in our spiritual lives, to find those tools, find those things that can help us grow in our spiritual life. But also, as St. Paul tells us, we must be willing to give certain things up. He says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." Now, when we talk about these deeds of the body, the living according to the flesh, our immediate thought, of course, are physical things we do. Physical sins, the sexual sins, attacking someone else, murder, things like that. Things that are physical sins, that they involve the physical body. But St. Paul isn't just talking about the physical body, just the physical sins that we can commit. Also talking about the sins that we can commit in the depth of our souls. The sins that we can commit with our words. He's talking about things like pride and selfishness, you know, making the world about ourselves. Vanity and gossip, tearing others down, making ourselves look better on the backs of others, using our words to hurt others. When he is talking about putting to death the deeds of the body, he is not just talking about putting to death those physical sins that we commit. He is also talking about living in humility and self-gift, self-giving, being willing to give of ourselves instead of being selfish. Being willing to put others before us instead of putting ourselves first. He's talking about helping others and seeking their well-being, lifting them up with our words, instead of expecting everyone to cater to us and tear others down with our words. This is what it means to put to death the deeds of the body. It means putting to death the sin in our lives, having the humility to follow our Lord, to take up the yoke, to take up the burden, and follow Him. It's recognizing that the spiritual life is not easy. It's worth it. The hope that we have at the end of our spiritual life is so worth it. But it's not easy to get there. Like anything that is truly worth earning, the spiritual life has its difficulties. That's why our Lord uses the analogy of taking up His yoke, taking up His burden, and following Him. It is work. There is effort involved in the spiritual life. May we seek to take up that yoke. May we seek to carry those burdens, and so put to death the things of the flesh and live in the things of the Spirit, and may have that rest that our Lord promises us.